Thank you for calling Exceedance Claims and Management. My name is Summer. How may I assist?
Hey, Summer. I am trying to get some information on a claim I believe is already established with you guys. Unfortunately, I don't think I have a claim number. I have some sort of number here, but I don't know if you'll be able to pull it up. I'm handling subrogation for GEICO, and GEICO's told me that your company reached out to them inquiring about their subrogation, and they notified me to reach out to you guys, but they didn't give me a claim number.
Do you have a policy number?
I have a number here. It shows MWTB314 2020.
Okay, so with this type of claim number, we wouldn't be able to pull it up in our system. Being that we have two other third-party adjusters that we work with, and the claim could belong to them. So what I would have to do, I just have to ask you a few more questions.
Okay.
And the information from the questions, I have to send over to our claims analyst, so they'll be able to let us know who handles that claim and possibly lead you to the claim number and any other information you need to know about the claim.
Okay.
All right. First, I would just like to start with your name.
My name is Todd Davis.
Okay, and what is a good callback number for you?
It is area code 818-668-2514.
Okay. And do you have a good email that you'd like to provide to us?
My first initial T, then my last name Davis. So TDAVIS at J as in John, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, then the word subro, SUBRO.com. So that should read T. Davis at JNASubro.com.
Okay, and subro, that's SUBRO?
Correct.
Okay. Do you have a caller reference number?
506-7872.
All right. And do you happen to have the name of our insured driver?
Sean, S-E-A-N. Last name is Budrick, B-U-D-R-Y-K.
All right. And do you have the name of the policyholder or the company's name that's on the policy?
It says here, I presume, Amazon Logistics.
Okay. All right. Do you have the driver's ID number?
I do not.
Okay. And is there a package tracking number that's affiliated with the incident?
Not that I'm aware of. No, not that I have, anyway. I'm looking now, but let me look here. No, I don't have any delivery ID or anything like that.
All right. And do you have the VIN number of our insured vehicle?
I believe I do. Let me see here. I'm just flipping through the rest of my documents here to make sure I don't have the delivery ID, package ID, or anything. Goodness. I don't have that. The VIN number is 3 Charlie 6 Mary Robert Victor Juliet Golf 4 Mary Echo 544 585.
All right, and the plate number?
Whiskey 58864.
All right, and the year, make, and model for the vehicle?
Says it's a 21 Ram ProMaster.
All right, and do you have the location of where the incident took place?
Checking here. It says, oops, no, that's the wrong one. The actual address is unknown. It says Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Okay, can you spell that city for me?
Yeah. CAMBRIDGE.
Okay, and what's that date of loss?
November 11 of 21.
And about what time did the incident take place?
The time I don't have.
No problem. Alrighty, sir. So I just wanted to repeat your phone number. I have 818-668-2514.
Correct.
And also for the email, that was tdavis@jnasanancyasinalphasubro.com.
SUBRO.com. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And also the claim number, the claim reference number is 506-7872.
Correct.
Alrighty, sir. So I do have all the information needed. So, again, I will be sending this information over to our claims analyst so they can figure out which third-party adjuster handles this claim so we can assist with getting you the claim information that you're needing. And
okay,
usually we get
perfect
back to you in about one business day.
Thank you much. I appreciate your help.
No problem. You have a great one, okay?
You too.